Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are celebrating Kwanzaa. Yes, Kwanzaa, community and culture. on the Female Solution. It is Monday, December 26th, and I'll give you the lineup of the principles of Kwanzaa as we continue in the show. But right now, I just want to welcome you and thank you for joining us. And while you're watching, be sure and hit that forward button if you're watching us online. And if you'd like to make any comments, we'd love to hear from you, so please feel free to comment and let us know what city you're calling from. And happy Earth Day, Birthday, Born Day. If today's your birthday, we're celebrating it with you. Yes, we are. Let us always keep in mind and keep in prayer the sick, the shut-in, the incarcerated, and the non-believers, those who have given up hope, because hope is all we have in a time of chaos and confusion. So let us keep them in prayer. We'll be joined by Dr. Africa Porter and Naima Latif on after the 7:30 break, so you be sure and tune in. If you're listening online, you want to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you're on our social media pages, feel free to comment there as well. Higher Learning TV show. This is hair just all over the place. I don't know. You ask for long locks and you get them, and then you don't know what to do with them. Anyway, be sure and check out our social media pages. Oh, and remember to set your DVR for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and you can also download the app, KNTV.org, and you can see us streaming live on the show. So go to KNTV.org and you can download the app and just look for Higher Learning Network TV show, and you'll find it there. If you're on YouTube, you can check out Higher Learning TV show. And as we take a look at the traffic and weather, which is brought to you by iTex Chicagoland, iTex.com. If you are headed out and about this morning, it is just not a place you want to be. I'll put it like that, because the Midway Airport, I'm looking at the news this morning, and so many people are stranded. I mean, the lines are as long as you think they are. They're 10 times that long. So it is a hot mess. If you are traveling, we are traveling with you in spirit, because we know you are experiencing some serious limitations right about now. So we feel you on that one. But traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTex.com. And I'm going to type that in there for you because it just disappeared. iTex.com. That's where you go. Up to 28 degrees today. Oh, Lord have mercy. Can we have some heat? Chicago, we're just asking just for a little bit. We don't really need much, but you know, we'll take what we can get, because it's cold outside. I haven't been out since I went to the doctor on Thursday, and I'm not trying Friday, and I'm not trying to go anywhere else until then. Okay. Sponsored by Karen Kelly at iTex.com, and you be sure and check it out if you are thinking of traveling. And if you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you have products or services, you can buy anything. You can buy anything at iTex.com that you can buy anywhere on the planet, because we bought car, take vacations, bought equipment, you name it, we've done it. You know, it's just the best kept secret. If you're in business, you need to know these things. So be sure and share this with someone. 28 degrees today and 52 on Thursday. Yay! Can't wait till Thursday. Anyway, at Midway, there are lots of canceled flights, leaving lots of travelers frustrated, and people are even trying to rent cars. So I know that's a little chaos, too. So let's keep them in our prayers for people who are traveling and trying to get back home today for this extra day off. So there are no delays reported on CTA or Metro, but on the Kennedy, that's another story. As we take a look at the expressways, on the Kennedy inbound is 20 minutes inbound, 16 outbound. On the Edens, it is 27 minutes inbound, 19 on the reverse. On the Ike at First Avenue inbound, there's an accident. At Harlem, 28 minutes in and 32, there's an excuse me, 32 outbound at California, there's a car crash in two left lanes, so the car there is disabled. On the Stevenson inbound, it is 15 minutes, 13 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, it's 12 in, 11 out. Your usual delays from 95th and the Bishop 410 in both directions, and Lakeshore Drive, DuSable Lakeshore Drive. It is 9 minutes in and 8 minutes from 95th Street to downtown. So that's pretty good traffic on Monday, wouldn't you say? Well, right now, it is time for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you know what that means. It's time for us to listen to the sounds of nature. But before we do that, I'm going to share with you the word for the day from Mike House. Mike is a fellow journalist who sends out daily inspiration, and I love the fact that he takes the time to send them to us, so I want to share it with you. Okie dokie. Now, today is Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, where everybody spent all their money. Overate, overstuffed, overdrank, and just chilling today. Because yesterday was a bit much. So now, let me share with you Monday, December 26, 2022, a Monday morning mindfulness inspiration from Mike House. It says, in this quiet moment, I look inward to the secret place to seek truth. Truth grants me the opportunity to get to the core of all things. There is only one absolute power and presence guiding, providing, and allowing me to stand. Divine principle is always at work on the physical or spiritual realm of life. As I look at my physical self, I smile in acknowledgement that I am standing with purpose. My limbs play an integral part of my ability to move or be still. My legs are symbolic of my spiritual self standing on truth. I connect to spirit and seek counsel or guidance to support my actions. Then, with intention and like a laser, I move. I do not waver in fear or of the outcome, nor do I fight against all odds to have it my way. I know that I made that decision based on a sound understanding of the actions and reactions to the root of what came first. Infinite Spirit first. Everything else stands on that foundation. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard us. And that is from Philippians 4 and 7. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, given by Mike House. And if you are feeling a certain way, chances are that you have not taken the time to go within and listen to the still small voice, because it is the still small voice that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion. And that is why we do the work and we teach the work here on the Female Solution, celebrating Kwanzaa, community and culture, because when we remind ourselves of who we are and the greatness within, we begin to practice that. And We do that on a daily level, on a daily basis, I should say. And before 8:59 a.m., I'm already live. Okay, well, thank you for that message. message just popped up on the screen, and I'm like, what do you mean when I go live? I'm already live, but thank you very much for sharing. Anyway, as we prepare ourselves for the first 5 minutes of the day, it is imperative that we do that because when we give ourselves permission to be the very best that we can, we train ourselves to go within and to be the very best we can by simply getting quiet. So that's what we're going to do right now, is simply get quiet. We're going to, wherever you are, if you're lying down in your bed, if you're sitting up straight, feet flat on the floor, know that you're always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. And I need quiet. Could you please go in the other room and do that? Because I'm about to do meditation. If you will just bear with me for a moment, I'd appreciate that. As we give thanks for quiet time, we give thanks that we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. And what we will do now at this point is remind ourselves that the few minutes that we are about to give to ourselves, the blessing that we're about to give to ourselves, is something that we can do on a daily basis, and it doesn't take 10 or 15 minutes. It only takes a few minutes. And then you have to ask yourself the question, am I worthy? Am I worthy of spending 5 minutes alone with myself before I go and give away my day for money? And I know that's a tough question to answer because we have been conditioned to think that what we've been taught. And then anytime someone comes along with something different than that, then there's an issue. And we are challenged to think outside the box. So that's what we're going to do this morning, is just a little bit, just think outside the box, and I simply need you to inhale and exhale. But first, before we do that, we're just going to start the process by moving the body. And how we move the body, we simply stretch and stretch and stretch. So let's celebrate the beginning of Kwanzaa just by simply stretching. And closing your eyes to feel that stretch. Ooh, not looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. And feel the parts of your body moving. Just moving. Just moving, stretching. Because an 88-year-old woman at the gym told me a body in motion, what? Stays in motion. Yes, we want to stay in motion as much as we possibly can. So what we're going to do is inhale through the nose, hold it, and then exhale through the nose. And when you inhale, take a long, deep breath so that you feel your diaphragm expand. You want to feel that. This is an experience. You're just not like we usually breathe. We're taking long, deep inhale and exhale because deep breathing expands the lungs. It triggers certain receptors in the brain, like the happiness gene. You wonder why you're walking around with a smile on your face all day, because it's triggering that gene. You see, your breath is your first line of defense. So when someone comes to attack you, you simply look at them and just start breathing. And I promise you, they'll think you're crazy and they may leave you alone. And if they don't, you just keep breathing, because that is what will help keep you from not making a comment that you might regret at a later time. So you want to keep that in mind. And it also empowers your immune system. Did you know that? is just like taking ginkgo or any other herb or hibiscus or saffron or sassafras, any other herb. That is the power of the breath. And they don't teach you this in school because they don't want you to know the power you have. So let's get to that power, baby. There's powers in these hands. Mm-hmm. Take a little dab of oil. I like helichrys. Or you like oregano, whatever you like. Dap it. I didn't bring it, but dap it. And why I didn't bring the oil, if you'll just bear with me for a second. So wait. Show you. How did I forget my oil? This is one of my favorites. There's a ton of them here, but I just grabbed one. So this is what you can do. Forgive me for that. This is one of my favorites, frankincense. Can you see that? I'm not an advocate of them. I use Jody Susan of Susan Essentials was on tomorrow. I used her oils. But this is the first one I saw, so I grabbed and just take a little drop. Just a drop. Just one drop. Put the top back on it. Rub it in your hand. And inhale through your nose. And it calms the spirit immediately. It calms the spirit immediately. Oh, I love that. So if you have some oil that you'd like to grab, go ahead and grab it. We'll wait a hot second. That's about it, because I want you to have this experience with me. So if you have some oil, go ahead and grab it. And if not, you can just pretend you have some and pour some in your hand. Rub your hands. Ah, inhale it and exhale it. Let us begin the process of breathing this morning. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and exhale. The sound of the chime is simply a reminder to bring your mind back in focus because it will wander. That's what the mind does. And the purpose is not to control those thoughts, but to be aware of them and redirect them to where they need to go. All that going on up here, right? All righty, so inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Keeping your focus on the breath and what you're feeling in the body. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Thanks for the power. in your... legs and the ankles. It stimulates arms, the top and the toes. Feel free. Yes, wiggle those. Feel the energy moving up through the body, through the knees. And this time as we right side and feel the thank you. do that. Your wealth. And this is something that now you may a little after but woken your body up, that's all. Inhaling wealth and exhaling. Designers know things, and I'm not going to let you come this life. Where are your selfie shirts? This is what. Play a portion of it after our first commercial here because it is 7:33. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on The Female Solution. And if you'd like to call in to comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be back with you.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve the problem by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant. Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and you can always find it 24/7 on our World Wide Web. Yes, you can. And it is 7:38, and we're celebrating the principles of Kwanzaa. You know, today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and I do apologize for Africa Porter, who is in such demand that this powerful queen is, the show was dedicated to her today, and it is still dedicated to her because of the work that she does on the planet for the community, for the culture. So let us send her love and light and prayer this morning because she's unable to speak. She speaks all over the planet. I read her bio, and it's like I knew who she was in the community, but I had no idea to the extent of her service, her activism. And she is followed, well, I should say she follows by the legacy that was left to her from the Porter family. And it is simply phenomenal. We are going to reschedule Dr. Porter and have her on again when she is feeling much better. So love, light, and peace to Africa Porter. We know that you're listening, and we are praying for the healing of your throat. And I'm sure you just need some Africa time because you serve the community, and it's time that you serve yourself. So thank you for considering being a guest on the show, and we hope that we'll see you real soon, like next month sometime, whenever your schedule opens up. But right now I want to share with you, we're going to be joined by our executive producer of the Female Solution, that is Naima Latif, and we're going to be discussing exactly what is Kwanzaa, and can anybody celebrate Kwanzaa? Is this just for black people? Oh no, honey. If you're not exactly sure, don't take my word for it. Go to the internet and find out for yourself. So I'm going to bring this up here so that you can see exactly what I'm talking about, and I'll make that screen just a little bit bigger for you. Kwanzaa. So if you type in Google, this is what you will get: Kwanzaa. And Wikipedia gives a definition as an annual celebration of the African American culture from December 26th to January 1st. And today is the 26th. So it is culminating in a communal feast called Karamu, usually on the first days. And this was celebrated, this was founded by Dr. Malinga Karinga. And if you, there's lots of questions here, so let me just answer a few of them. It's an annual week-long celebration honoring Black history and culture. The holiday celebrates seven values in African culture. And if you see over here on the right, there's more images. And those seven values are unity, self-determination, collective responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. So what is Kwanzaa and why is it celebrated? Is it a religious holiday? Kwanzaa is not, I repeat, Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday. It is a cultural one. Because of this, people from different religious backgrounds, including African and spiritual traditions, celebrate this holiday. And this tickles me. Is Kwanzaa only for Black people? No, baby. It's for people all around the world. Clearly, it's a holiday for African Americans. But just like people other than Mexicans, just like people other than Mexicans celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, we all celebrate it. Other races and ethnic groups are welcome to participate in the Kwanzaa rituals. And what is the ritual? For 7 days, this is what we do. On each night, a candle is lit to observe. And what are we observing? We are observing these seven basic principles. The seven principles of Kwanzaa are Umoja, that is today, the first day. The second one is Kujalagwa, self-determination. And the third one is Ujima, collective work and responsibility. The next one is Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Nia, purpose. And Kaumba, creativity. And last but not least, Imani, faith. And I have faith that you will like to practice these principles with us. And with us today is the executive producer of The Female Solution, and that would be the one and only Naima Latif. Grand rising, beautiful queen sister, looking simply gorgeous here today.
Well, grand rising to you, my sister. We appreciate all you do so much. And this is an exciting time of the year. I always enjoy the Kwanzaa celebrations. And for those who remember back in the day that Lou Palmer,
yes,
a legendary activist and host of a show on WBON radio, would talk about each principle of Kwanzaa and really help educate us. I had an opportunity to meet the founder, Maulana Ron Karenga. I believe he's out of Oakland, California.
Mm-hmm.
But back in 1966, when the cultural celebration of this was, as you've read about if you weren't there or you remember if you were there, this was a very transformative time for African-American people in taking back the pride in our culture, our heritage, and everything from the Afro hairdo, which said to the world, we're not ashamed of our natural hair anymore, to the getting rid of, you know, bleaching queens, and we got locks, you know, they're real natural hair. But this was revolutionary back then, because we know that the cultural pressure made us feel like there's something wrong with us. When you are a minority in a dominant culture, it's very easy for your self-esteem to be attacked because your natural ways are made to seem as if they're incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had gone through a whole brainwashing for centuries of being in America in a state of being that was against our will coming here, and then a social system that was designed to keep us feeling inferior and feeling as if we didn't deserve respect and hating ourselves so that we would keep perpetuating our state of weakness and dependency because we didn't believe we had the intelligence to create what everybody else comes here and creates, and that is a powerful community that circulates wealth. So Maulana Ron Karenga was an originator of this thought, as so many, and I'm sure, of course, you know, one person gets credit, but there's always a lot of people involved in a social revolution. But the idea was for us to first recognize our African heritage and be proud of it. Prior to that, you did not see African history taught in schools in a way that would make you feel proud of that heritage. It would always make you feel ashamed and degraded. You know, they'd show you pictures of people which, even though for some it might have been their style of beauty, for us, that we found it revolting, you know, the plates and the lips and, you know, the extreme appearance that a Western mind would not find appealing. And they knew that these were images that we found repugnant. And so they, as you see those kind of images in books, or the starving people of Ethiopia and the big belly, you know, children with the flies all over their face and their eyes and everything, and you just, you feel sad and depressed and ashamed. And it, these kinds of images were given to us on purpose so that we could feel bad about where we came from, and then we could accept the thought that, well, you know, slavery might have seemed like it was bad, but really was a blessing because, you know, God saved us from that, and we're better off now. We, you know, we justified the torturous kind of living conditions of slavery, believing that at least we're better. And so a lot of that thinking had to be reversed. We had to be retaught about the greatness of African civilization and what we actually did leave behind in terms of strong community and family values and self-sufficiency, knowing how to work the land, knowing how to live in harmony with nature. We had to come to appreciate those values. So the principles of Kwanzaa were designed for us to, first of all, connect with a language that was very widely spoken as a trade language, which happened to be Swahili. Now, Swahili is basically a language spoken on the east coast of, in the eastern regions of Africa. Most of the people who were involved in the transatlantic slave trade came from the west coast region, simply because that's where the ships were and that's where the easy access. So the language, it wasn't a whole lot of us speaking Swahili that mm-hmm. went through the enslavement period. Most of us speaking perhaps languages like Yoruba or Hausa, you know, and some of those nations of people, some of those family groups of people are what we, many of us, came from. But Swahili kind of evolved into a continental-wide language used for trade, meaning, you know, you had people speaking the language when they had to interact with each other so that everybody could understand what everybody's saying. So that was a language that Ron Karenga chose to outline these principles, Swahili. And then you will find that perhaps spoken in places like Kenya and others that are more eastern countries. But the principles are in the Swahili language, and then each principle is explained in its totality of what it means. And each principle is designed to help educate us on some aspect of our culture that we need to rebuild. And the first one, of course, being Umoja, which in the Swahili language means unity. And it's a kind of unity that reminds us that we are all one people, out of many, one. One of the things that was our downfall as an African people was, even though it's good that you have your individual cultural identity, your individual family group, tribal group, and all of that, there has to be an understanding of one. And because there was not, because there was infighting, outsiders were able to take advantage of that. And that's why we lost control of so much of the land of Africa, so much of the rich land that grows so much and has so much minerals and supplies so much to the world. The indigenous people lost control of it because they were fighting. And, you know, in a war, there are no winners.
Mm-hmm.
There's only losers.
Mm-hmm.
There's debt. There's generations of trauma. You lose your best in terms of the young people who would be bearing children and siring children and raising children. You lose a whole generation in war. And so a series of wars weakened the people. And then, you know, some of us saw what happened in a bit kind of hinted to in the movie The Woman King. Tribes, nations fighting each other and taking prisoners and selling those prisoners of war to the Europeans. That's what was happening, and that is what created the wholesale taking of people to this continent. And that happened because we didn't have unity. So
mm-hmm.
that's a principle we have to reestablish. We know what's happening in our neighborhood. We reproduce that same behavior in our neighborhood. That's why they are economically distressed. When you can't organize people and organize resources to purchase buildings, to purchase supplies, to organize a workforce, create a business, create an industry, when you can't get together with people, then your neighborhoods become decimated and crime-ridden, because it's like everybody for themselves instead of working together. So the problems that we have are the problems that we created because
mm-hmm.
we made the same mistakes that we made in Africa that brought us to this continent in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
That was the lack of unity. So the first principle of Kwanzaa is unity, and the strength is that we see ourselves as one people. Now, we no longer have the various tribal distinctions that we had before. You know, the Creator has put us in a situation where nobody knows who anybody is.
Okay.
We all have people. And so since we don't have that, we don't have a way to create a division. So we don't have a reason to be divided. So why are we still divided? We got to look at ourselves. What is in me that's making me not able to see my neighbor as myself and work with my neighbor for our collective good? We have to learn how to do that. And we went through the enslavement process as a lesson, a collective lesson, on what happens when you don't have me. You create poverty. You create conflict. You create war. You create violence. You create debt. So unity is that first principle. And the unity that we seek is one that would help us to value each other and to stop seeing each other as different. You know, I mean, we look at all different ways that we create divisions now. Just within the city of Chicago, oh, the south side is the west side.
Mm-hmm.
How are they? The street organizations that have terrorized each other and all the citizens wherever they live with this imaginary division of the various organizations. Street organizations, I call them, of course, you know, gangs, as they have been called. But, and many of them were originally founded as organizations that were supposed to be protecting the community, but it got manipulated and twisted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, just like what we did in Africa, someone sells weapons to one side and get to the fight to the other side. And so next thing you know, they're killing. Well, that's exactly what's happening now, and that's what's been terrorizing our cities, not just Chicago, but all across the nation. We have made the same mistake. So the question is, did we learn anything from that horrific enslavement experience? We have not learned anything because we have repeated it and we have recreated slavery. in the form of the prison. So this time of Kwanzaa really needs to be an emphasis on these principles that can reverse the problem that we keep recreating with our, first of all, lack of unity. And then, of course, the second principle, and many of these principles, of course, are things that still need to be instituted even on the continent of Africa, because there's still a lot of conflict there. And that's why you have China, which has been able to just kind of take advantage of situations. A lot of Chinese moving to Africa, setting up business. And that's going to have a global impact in the future. But we, as African people, we have a responsibility to change the attitudes that keep us divided. So, and in our city, you can, again, like you said, you can go online and look up the Kwanzaa event. Today in Chicago, there's a Kwanzaa event being held at Mahalia Jackson Court, which is at 1 East 79th Street, which is 79th State. Beautiful courtway they named after Mahalia Jackson, the wonderful, powerful gospel singer, today at 11 a.m. So if you were in and around the Chicagoland area, you can go to that event. It is a little snowy outside still, but we do observe these events, even though it's kind of a cold season. So again, that is at the Mahalia Jackson Court at 1 East 79th Street in Chicago. And you can go online and just type in Kwanzaa event today, and wherever your city is.
Is that correct? 79th and State, 11 a.m., Mahalia Jackson Court. I just put
yes.
that on the screen. And yes. Naeem is going to have more locations in which she'll be sharing, but we need to get to the phone lines. 515-605-9325, first one to speak. 706-202, I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sornhorst from Georgia. Grand Rising, Baba. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. On the first
assalamu
day of...
alaykum. Well, assalamu alaikum and habar
ghani.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Habar ghani. Thank you for that
reminder. No, the response to habar ghani is umoja. It's whatever day it is.
Umoja, yes.
You respond back to it. Right.
Well, and of course, the news is the birthday of Kwanzaa, which is umoja.
Yes.
Right.
Go ahead,
and, and the greeting in Swahili is Matunda ya Kwanzaa. Matunda ya Kwanzaa. That means Matunda is fruit, and Kwanzaa means first, and it means the first fruit. But see, we look at the Nguza Saba. Those are the seven principles, but there are five values that is base of the foundation of Kwanzaa. That's an ingathering of the people in reverence, and commemoration, and recommitment, and celebration. Those are the five values in which Kwanzaa was founded for, and it came out of Kemetic, came out of Egypt and Nubia. Kemetic Institute there, right there on Oakland Wall, is very instrumental because Milana Karinga, Jake Carruthers, and Anderson Thompson were studying the Hosea. And Jake Carruthers is an Egyptologist. He studied a lot of the Kemetic. And these are the ways in which they got together. And then he returned to California and began the process in the 60s of this celebration in which he saw that needs to be a celebration. His book that he wrote, The African-American Holiday, the Celebration by Milana Karinga, is a celebration of family, community, and culture. And this is what you have the foundation of the values in which he founded this for. And after you look at the five values, the thing in which you get is the origin of what it did. And this movement from 65 in the ceremony was to present us, as Naeema talked about, that we were coming back to Winusi Watamambizi. Winusi Watamambizi used to be an Afro Sheen commercial, Black is Beautiful. And so what we are looking at, that we had to understand that we have a language that is lost. And yes, is Swahili is a Franco lingo. It's a trader's language because on the continent, there were hundreds of thousands of languages that we spoke, but we had to have a communication, and that was one in which that was created. And then Nguza Saba was the model in which they took from the Kemetic in looking at this, but they looked at it also in using it as a language in which we could use each one of these values and principles. And they came out of the Kawaida. And so these connections, and this is what we have to do. We look at it as another celebration, or we want to party with it, because I remember coming here to Georgia and doing the first Kwanzaa celebration, and then after that, they were in bars talking about, well, we're going to have a Kwanzaa party tonight. I'm going like, that was not the reason for Kwanzaa, and we've taken it and we've commercialized it.
Yes.
Because we did not really honor Kwanzaa until they made it into a stamp.
Oh.
Somehow or the other, until the government said that this is, you know, we're recognizing this reverence of ceremony of our culture. We didn't really want to celebrate because we were stuck on Christmas and New Year's. And Christmas and New Year's Eve is not the beginning of the new year. New Year is when Sirius, our biggest star in our constellation, our solar system, is directly overhead, just as the sun is at high noon. And it's the alignment of that new season. So we have been misled in understanding how to celebrate. And I know I'm going to get some backlash from this, but the thing in which I say Happy Earth Day, so if this is the Earth Day, then that meant that yesterday Mary had a birthday because she birthed Jesus. That's Mary's birthday. It's Jesus' Earth Day. And see, what we have to understand is that these seven principles, it deals with Mayat, the 42 laws of Mayat, the 42 laws in which our ancestors knew that a woman created 42 laws and saying, I have not, declarations. And so what we're looking at is we're commercializing and whitening a holiday that is culturally correct, but we've been misguided.
Excuse me. I need you to continue that thought, Baba Tommy, after our next commercial break. So if you are just joined in on the conversation, that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia sharing with us. I just love when the elders call in and give us information and share with our callers information that we may or may not be aware of. And I learned so much. And I'm so glad you're with us this morning because, Baba Kwame, I saw on the news this morning where a tree just fell into a house. And I was like, okay, I know that's not Baba Kwame's house because he's out in the woods and that was in the city. So very grateful to see that you are still with us here this morning. So thank you so very much for joining us. And you all stay close. You want to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
With a simple blood test and food plan, Susan Essentials will help your business, your family, and you eliminate toxins and create a step-by-step plan to nourish your mind, body, and spirit. Click here to learn more.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And this is just a brief example of how we must get our children, our youth, involved. HLN-TV is in search of youth interested in careers in broadcasting. If you want to be in news or traffic or any of the positions that are behind the scenes, that's what we specialize in, behind the scenes, radio, television, and print production. You can be a producer, director, engineer, audio engineer. There's just a plethora of positions that are available as interns. And we encourage our youth to go to our blog, hlntv.blogspot.com, and you can see the information there. And get your children involved, because this is what we as elders of the community have to make opportunities available to them. So you can also go to higherlearningnetwork.org, and the information is there as well. As we continue the celebration of Kwanzaa, community and culture, and I am joined by our very own executive producer, Naima Latif, looking simply gorgeous, lovely, marvelous in her beautiful blue this morning.
Well, I'm just reflecting.
Yes, my sister. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, and I appreciate what Baba Kwame says about what happens. We should understand that this is America, and everything that is done, people will figure out how to commercialize it. We have seen that with everything. And so we have to keep a focus on what the event is, so that the commercialization isn't taking out of our hands.
Mm.
You know, when we started bringing African cultural garments here, and that was a lot of what many of our cultural celebrations, you know, we have the Africa Fest and everything else that comes around, I'm sure other cities, and certainly here in Chicago. And, you know, we would be buying our garments, and the whole thing was to empower the vendors by buying the culturally specific clothing, artifacts, and artwork. And then, you know, I started seeing other stores like, you know, Sears and Kmart selling African garments made in China. I'm like, wait a minute. That wasn't the point. You know, so other people, and I'm not other people will capitalize. And if our intention is to strengthen an economy that has been decimated by neglect, then we should be conscious of who we're paying when we purchase something.
Yes.
So many of the principles of Kwanzaa, the Nguzo Saba, which means seven principles, Saba means seven, Nguzo principles in Swahili. So a lot of the principles point toward rebuilding economic base. So after the first principle of Umoja, unity, which means to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race, the second principle is Kujichagulia, self-determination, which means to define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And that means taking the power over our own definition. You know, we've been called all kind of names, and, you know, we call you this, we call you that. And that principle means we define what we are to be called. If we say, don't call us Negroes anymore, that's offensive, well, then you got to call us what we say we're going to be called.
Right.
Whatever that is, whether you like it or not.
Right.
We decide what to name ourselves. And to speak for ourselves. You know, you have people deciding, well, the Negro people should blah, 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 or the Negro people believe. But wait a minute. No, you shut up. We speak for ourselves. We'll tell you what we believe. And you don't decide who speaks, but we decide. So that is, again, a whole mindset of coming out of the control of other people and other people's cultures and create for ourselves, which means if we're going to be selling our cultural clothing, then we want to create what we choose as a representative of our culture, and nobody decides, you know, whether or not I can wear my head wrap when I go to work, or whether I can wear a dashiki, or, you know, you don't decide what I can put on my body. It's my creativity, my self-expression. You don't get to define me. I define me. If I want to wear locks in my hair, it's my hair. You don't tell me I have to press it because you want it to look like yours, so
right,
that I can confirm that you think you're better looking than me. I do what I have defined for myself. So that was also a big, big, big step. I mean, you know, we had to file some lawsuits. They had a right to wear afros and locks and braids.
The Crown Act is a prime example of that. These
yes,
sisters in corporate America.
Legislation.
Crown
Act.
Thank you.
Wear our own
natural hair.
And no one else on the planet has to do that.
No one.
Because our hair symbolizes our unique identity,
mm-hmm,
and heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And if the thought is you are incorrect as God made you, you must fix yourself to look like us. If we accept that, then we'll conform to that. We'll burn the hair straight. You know, we'll, you know, dye it another color. I'm not making fun of people who dye. I mean, you can have your hair whatever color, whatever texture you want. It's your choice. You have the right to make the choice. Nobody can make it for you. That's what Kujichagulia means. You have the right to define yourself however you want to. If you want to straighten it, that's fine. If you want to curl it, that's fine. If you want to shave it off, that's fine. If you want to crinkle it up, wear it in lunch, that's fine. It's your right to decide. Nobody can tell you what you must look like. So that's what that principle emphasizes. And the next principle is Ujima, collective work and responsibility, which means to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems, and to solve them together. That means doing the kind of things that you do every day, Zelda, making sure that those who are unhoused get some help, because we can't just watch people struggle and suffer and talk about them. We're all one community. We're all one people. We are our brothers' people. And so we have to look at these problems and say, oh, well, poor thing, she doing bad, oh, poor thing, she getting put out. No, figure out how we can all work to help. Like we used to, you know, I know some of y'all might remember, rent parties. Somebody had to raise money.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So I'll come pay some money because, you know, I got to pay their rent. You know,
yes,
I don't have a problem with that because it's a way that we collectively work to help someone be able to sustain themselves.
And I learned that about Africans big time. They have them all the time. They pay for everything, housing, funerals, bringing people over here from the motherland. Now, they stick together. We do, too, but not unfortunately, not like they do.
We need to do better.
Until today, as the Yalavanza would say, until today.
Because we understand that if I fall today, You know, if I watch you fall today, I'll be falling tomorrow, and there'll be nobody to pick me up if I don't pick you up today.
Right.
So this is a practice that, and a lot of times, you know, we did this when we were in worse economic conditions than we are today. But when you go away and get educated.
Oh, you educated now, child.
People who have less than you. You learn that selfishness. You learn that disdain for your brother and sister. If they speak differently than you, oh, they're not educated.
Right.
And we learn that arrogance. And so this is why these principles have to bring us back to a communal kind of consciousness.
Collective.
So we can think in terms of we instead of me.
Yes.
And that's what this is all about. So the next principle after Ujima, collective work and responsibility, is Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. So that means you're doing the kind of things like Willie Wilson does. He shares his wealth. He makes money all over the world, but he's also sharing it. And he doesn't just give it away in Chicago or in America.
All over the globe. And
you know, so
they've been doing it since the 80s. And it's not his fault. You just catch it on 50 years later.
Right. You just now find out he's been doing it, but he's been doing it. Giving away. Because when you empower people, then they can empower you. Whenever you have a store move into a community and the people are impoverished, unless you find a way to share your wealth, they will not have the money to buy from you and you will be impoverished.
Thank you.
So hoarding creates poverty.
Mm.
We have to have cooperative economics. It's better to have a store that is owned by the community so that the community profits. That's what I would love to see. Some of these big box stores that close, like, you know, Target, Kmart, that shut down, and you know, a lot of people are out of jobs. You think, okay, well, how are we gonna survive? That model of a few people owning everything is over. It doesn't work. So we have to think in terms of cooperative ownership. That's why I've just joined iTech. So that's kind of one of those cooperative buying type of things where we're all sharing. We're all, you know, it's a sharing kind of system. And people are creating systems where we cooperate, where we share, where, you know, we
all right.
Exchange and everybody benefits. Because if everybody doesn't benefit and too few people benefit, then eventually they won't benefit either because nobody had the money to buy from you. So you have to share. You have to cooperate. That's really what works. And so we need to do that as a community so that everybody benefits. When one person is wealthy, everybody should share the wealth in some way so they can continue to circulate it so that everybody has wealth. And that is Ujamaa, cooperative economics.
And you mentioned iTechs. I just wanted to point that out right quick on the screen for those who are interested in becoming a member. It's free to join. And you can go to chicago.itex.com and you can get information. It's for entrepreneurs and business owners who want to buy anything. You can buy it, Target, Walmart, Sam's Club, anything else. Get it there. And don't have to pay money. Pay barter dollars. So.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining and waking up the culture, Naima.
Absolutely. Because that is the way of the future. We're going to see the world change and begin to reflect these principles of Kwanzaa. And that's how the world will be able to solve a lot of this problem.
Mm-hmm.
So the next principle is Nia, purpose. And that means to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. So like Baba Kwame is talking about, we have to have a purpose behind what we're doing. We have to have a vision for it. If the vision is to rebuild and restore and recreate so that we're all living in the abundance that is here for us if we work together, we have to all know that this is why we're doing this. And when we know why we're doing something, then we don't get subverted. We don't end up having somebody to take, you know, a reverential, serious tradition that is intended to raise our consciousness and turn it into a mindless party where people are out getting drunk and fighting and going to jail, the same ignorance that we're trying to rise above, we have to have a purpose of why we're doing these things, because we have a vision of where we're trying to go and what we're trying to create. And we have to keep that vision, that end goal in mind, seeing the communities thriving, seeing the families being able to stay together, seeing our children being able to grow up in safe places where they feel loved and nurtured. We have to see that vision and know that this is the purpose why we're doing these things, so that we don't get distracted and end up going back to the same self-destructive behavior that we're trying to leave behind. So that is principle Nia, purpose. And the next principle is Pumbaa, creativity. To do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And in our creativity, that means us being able to beautify where we live, paint the murals on the buildings and make them bright and exciting and wonderful pieces of art, plant the trees and the flowers and beautify where we live, have the creative expression in our clothing, in our hair designs, in all the ways that we express ourselves, and find ways to create, whether it's a new system of transportation or, you know, a new system of renovation of old things that need to be repurposed, but always create. Don't wait for somebody to just give us something or save us from something. Create, because we all have the creative energy inside of us. We all get inspirations on coming up with a new idea to solve the problem.
Because we created everything anyway.
We created everything.
Oh, brother from the Middle East. I got to find this book when we go to commercial break. Black folks created everything and everything.
Well, you know, as they say, necessity
is the there it is. I see it right now.
You know, when you have a problem, that is an opportunity to escape. Every difficulty brings an inspiration, and someone's mind tunes into the divine mind that's sending out the answers to create what you need. So whatever your problem is, you create a solution. So many of the machines and everything that we're using were created by the people who were doing the work, because they were trying to figure out, well, how do we do this more efficiently? So we've created, and there's no secret now that it was black people that created the cotton gin, because we're the ones picking cotton. We're trying to figure out how can we do this in a way that is easier on our hands, you know, trying to sort the cotton and the seeds and all that. And of course, you pick cotton. I know nothing about cotton. I'm afraid
you don't want to know nothing about cotton either.
And I understand that is not something that is fun to do.
Not
a hobby at all.
But I tell you, it taught me so much that I can now appreciate it. Don't like it, but I can appreciate it. And this is the book that I was talking about. It's not big enough, but you can see black people invented everything, the deep history of indigenous creativity. Paperback. That's his name, Dr. Sujan K. Das. And I got the book. When I read this book, I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, everything that you can possibly think of, anything and everything you can think of, and then some. I'm going through the book like, I knew that, but I didn't know that. Oh, I knew that, but I didn't know. Oh, my goodness. Zoology, biology, clothing, school, architecture, woodworking, government, money, flair, farming, genetics, substance, drugs, everything. Not
we've
something.
Been down a long,
everything.
Long time. You know, this dark skin comes from centuries after centuries after centuries of evolution of our bodies adapting to the ultraviolet rays of the sun. And so now it's now a genetic trait where we're born with what our bodies need to protect us from the elements. So we've been here a long, 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 long time, longer than any of these English history books even record human history. So we have had time to develop things, to create things, to be inspired to come up with new ways of doing things. We've been here. That's why we're doing all of this. And in our book, Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma, we talk about a genetic memory. We have a genetic memory. The reason why this genius keeps kicking in generation after generation, even during the period of enslavement, because it's a part of who we are. It's recorded in the cells in our body. The ability to create, to think, to come up with ideas, and to manifest whatever we need.
What was the name of the book you just quoted, Naima?
Slavery, the African-American Psychic Trauma?
Yeah.
Yes. And one of the things, well, of course, what came out of the book also was the stage plays that we did at DeSalvo Museum, A Hip Hop Journey with the Ancestors, where we were showing that the present day rappers, they have a genetic memory of a skill of being able to remember verses and rhymes and tell stories, because that's how we recorded history.
Yes.
The oral historians. And they would be recording thousands of histories in their mind, and they recited, recited to a tune. And so that's training the mind to memorize to a rhythm. And so all these rap artists, all of these spoken word artists, all these artists that can tell these magnificent stories to a beat, and you wonder, how do they speak so fast? How do I remember all this stuff? It's in our genetic memory. It's in our genes. It's in our inherited capability. It's a brilliance that we have.
That's what
so
our genes.
Having that brilliance that we have, again, purpose, we have to know that that gift is for a reason. It's to elevate the minds of people. It's to educate. It's to share knowledge. So we can't allow it to be subverted into ways of destruction where we denigrate ourselves and others. We can't allow our God-given gift to be used against us. So we did that stage play as a way to inspire young people to see what you have and see that this is a gift. And what you have to do is infuse your mind with the knowledge so that what comes out of your mouth is something powerful, something that liberates rather than enslaves.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know where you came from. And, you know, we had such a great time doing that stage production. And you know, I just love Dr. Margaret Burrell. She was there. She said, this is what I've been trying to teach all these years. So she was just, you know, she was sitting in the audience next to my husband, and she was just having such a wonderful time watching the stage production. And we had such wonderful young people part of the cast. You know, they did the choreography and songs, and just it was just fantastic, and artists that performed. So we have what we need in terms of our creativity, and when we use it for our benefit, we solve all our problems, because we've been doing it. Like the book says, black people change everything.
Everything. That's why we must continue to encourage our youth. Which is why next Saturday, this coming Saturday, I should say, we will have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, last day of the year of 2022. And that information is on our blog, hlntv.blogspot.com. Go check it out. I know you know some children somewhere between the ages of 13 and 19. Have them send in a one-minute video YouTube link to hlntvshow@gmail.com so that they can continue on their journey of discovery and nurturing their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. Because I don't know how they remember everything that they remember, and you just pointed that out. That memory is embedded in our cells from birth.
Yeah.
That's how we remember. And that's why the curriculums at the schools have now included rap so that it helps the children remember, because that's how we're rhythm people. So that's how we operate. That's how we remember things. And I got to remember go to break on time before Naima calls me out. So let's take our last break, and we'll be right back. So stay close for more as we celebrate Kwanzaa here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Stay close. We'll be right back.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health.
Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Here on the Female Solution and Higher Learning Network TV show, celebrating culture, Kwanzaa, community and culture, with executive producer of the show, Naima Latif. Can you tell I always want to be a singer but can't sing, so I just draw it out. Tony gets a big kick out of it. I'm sure somebody else does too, but y'all know I can't sing it, don't matter.
Anyway, you know, they say what's the song, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I've heard some choirs that song with
it. Ooh, baby, back.
Like, well, you know,
I tried to join the choir.
I
tried to join the choir, Naima. They said, no, baby, you just come here and help. You're a good greeter. You help the folks come into church and help them find them a seat. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I will do just like she said. You wasn't blessed with the gift of song. You was blessed with the gift of gab, but song wasn't nowhere in there. I just, yes, thank you, Mother. I appreciate that. Okay, I'll go find a seat for somebody.
Yeah, and I always wanted to sing, too, you know.
Really?
I sing in the shower. My poor husband, he had to listen.
Oh, bless him heart.
Singing my heart out.
It's good to know that I am not alone, but I am so very grateful that we connect on so many ways, and community and culture is definitely one of them. And I want to remind our viewers and listeners to keep in mind that our children are our future. So if you want them to do something different, you got to show them something different. And that's what we're trying to do here at the Higher Learning Network TV show, and that is to offer them behind-the-scenes training for careers in broadcasting. So if you go to our blog, hlntv.blogspot.com, and I'll put that up there again so you can see it, and just remind them of their greatness. And we would love to have them on the team and participate and eventually be judges on the contest that's coming up this Saturday. We need children, so thank you so much for sharing that, and we appreciate that.
Yes, yes. And that's the whole thing, is to give our young people a vision of what can be. We have to keep reinforcing the positive. And that's where this last principle comes in, Imani, faith. And that is to believe with all our heart in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Dr. Marlana Karanga, those seven principles that point so much to all of the things that if we live this way, we can solve all of our problems because we created these problems.
Thank you.
We can do the opposite of what we did to get in this condition, and we can reverse it. And faith is such a key principle because you have to believe it. You have to believe in it. You have to keep speaking it. You know, whenever you speak over a child, that is what you're creating, because
mm-hmm.
it's like planting a seed. So when someone's child is expressing themselves, however they're expressing themselves, you have to see the higher power in them. You have to see the expression of God in them. You have to see that their intelligence, their energy, you have to see it in its highest form. And so rather than, you know, maybe you have a child that's loud and hollering and, you know, talking real loud, and you can look at that child and say, you know, one day you're probably going to be a singer, or, you know, one day you'll probably be a radio announcer. You have a fantastic voice. One day you'll probably be a public speaker with a voice like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that to them instead of, shut up, you're too loud.
Right.
Say that. You can say the positive thing, and then if they need to quiet down, you say, but now I need you to show us your beautiful inside. Sometimes you're going to need to talk to small groups of people. You got to know how to control the sound. I mean, you can say things that doesn't insult them or make them feel like they're wrong. And you can acknowledge something wonderful in them. And you don't have to crush their spirit. Because this is what builds the faith in them that they can be great. If every time they do something, we see something negative in it, then when they get to be a teenager, a young adult, and somebody says, oh, you can do this. They'll be, oh, no, I can't. Because we beat it down.
Beat it right out of them. We're here to beat it back in you. How about that?
Beat it back in you.
Marlana Karanga says, as an African-American and Pan-African holiday celebrated by millions throughout the world of the African community, Kwanzaa brings a cultural message which speaks to the best of what it means to be African and human in the fullest sense. I love that. Given the profound significance Kwanzaa has for African Americans and indeed the world African community, it is imperative that an authoritative source and site be made available to give an accurate and expansive account of its origins, concepts, values, symbols, and practice. So that is the official KwanzaaWebsite.org. So there's a lot of them out there, but this is the one that you want, which is the official website, official KwanzaaWebsite.org. So you be sure and go check that out and share that with someone, okay? So you can begin a celebration as well.
And it is important for us to get a deeper understanding. As you said, the best in African people and humanity. Because ultimately, we're evolving to a state of oneness, where in our diversity, there is appreciation for what every group has gone through. Every group has had an experience that teaches them collectively something about themselves and something about life that they can share with the rest of the human family. whether they be from Europe or Asia or Africa or Australia or any other continent in the world, any other place in the world, every group has had an experience. And every group has had something traumatic happen to them that has shaped their culture. And it's for their learning how to overcome difficult situations and how to overcome them in the best manner, using principles like those principles outlined in the Nguzo Sama. Because you have to work together. You have to have mutual respect for each other. You have to realize the worth of each of the members of your community in order to solve your problem. So these principles of Kwanzaa are universal in the sense that they're the kinds of things that, regardless of whatever you've gone through as a people, you need these kinds of principles to overcome your problem. And we as a human family are at a point where we have to learn how to get along regardless of where we are in the globe. We're all breathing the same air. And we've had a very strong demonstration of that with this COVID virus that was gold around, plums around, as they say. So you can't poison people's air because you're going to be breathing that same air.
Hello.
Can't release a virus into the air. You know, you can't use bioweapons because we're sharing each other's air. If you infect my body, I'm breathing out what's in me, so I'm going to make you sick.
That's right.
So you can't hurt people. War anywhere is going to affect peace everywhere. And wasn't that saying Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere?
Everywhere. Everywhere. Especially as it relates to your humanity of your fellow human being. I find it so challenging but so rewarding when I go to our Cash App or PayPal account or Zelle account and find that people, sometimes my heart is, what's the word I'm looking for? A little disappointed when I get off the air and I ask for donations and I go to our accounts and I don't see any. And then when I least expect it, my phone pings. I'm like, oh, my God, I can go get some more butane because people are freezing.
Yeah.
It is too cold to be outside in Chicago. People are freezing to death.
Yeah.
And it does not have to be that way. That is why we started the homeless project, and if you go to our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, you will see that there's lots of videos there of the work that we've been doing, but we can't do it alone. We need you. We need your assistance, and we are very grateful that you are continuing the process of seeing what is going on here. This is the last one. I'm just going to play the last one that we did where Tony went out and helped deliver some food. So this is one here. Let me take it off of But you can go back and go on our Instagram page and you can see that. You can go and see that yourself. There's more footage there, but I just wanted to share that with you. And you can also go to our Instagram page. I should leave that there so that you can see it. Okay, because we have got...
You have to do this at least 3 or 4 times a week. Anytime we get a donation from you, give it to the homeless.
Alrighty, so thank you, Lionel Reese, one of Tony's buddies. who has joined the, not the conversation, but the campaign to help the homeless. And so I'm asking again here, we're talking about Ujamaa community and all of this togetherness. It's time for us to stay together and make a donation to the Higher Learning Network. 100% of the money goes directly to the homeless. We don't take out money for gas. We don't take out money for nothing, for food, none of that. We go straight to Walmart or any of the Home Depot or wherever is closest and get that butane. Whatever you send us, that's exactly what we get. There's no administration fees, none of that. You hear about all these nonprofits collecting money, and they collect $100,000 and $80,000 go of it for admin. Yeah, admin. I was like, really? You got $100,000 and you're going to give away $20,000? That's just wrong on all accounts. Anyway, I said that to say this. Give from the heart and continue the practice of officially being part of the Kwanzaa celebration, because that's what you're doing today. When you're celebrating humanity, you're celebrating your humanity and that of your brother. It's the village, baby. That's how we do it. So thank you in advance for going to higherlearningnetwork.org and making your donation today.
Yeah. I mean, that's what Ujamaa, collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, cooperative economics. I mean, all working together to make sure that we all have what we need. That's the way that we solve the problem. And it doesn't matter how a person got in that situation. You can't judge, oh, they're homeless. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you got there. My job as your brother and sister and the human family, my job is to help. And if I have the means to help, that's what I'm here to do.
Right.
And don't judge. What is it saying? Is there before the grace of God go out? You never know what a person has gone through in life. You never know what challenges they've had to overcome. You never know what unforeseen things happen that just made it impossible for them to continue on to take care of themselves in the way that they need to, and so they need a helping hand.
Right.
I mean, you don't watch a person that's drowning, the whole thing, they going down for the third time, oh well, and you
right.
can swim.
Right.
You know, when you jump in the water and you pull them out.
Right.
So this is what we have to do. We don't want to watch people drown, just sit on the shore and just watch them go down, the whole thing.
Right.
No.
Throw them a life raft.
Throw them a life raft. You know, you got one right there. Throw them a life raft. They can pull themselves out.
Thank you.
You know, so this is our responsibility as part of the human family.
And I forgot, I have a free e-book for anyone who goes to diabeticdonut.com, and you can download it. That's my way of giving it back, because I know that somebody somewhere ate a little bit too much over the holiday, and they are now borderline diabetic and don't even know it. That's how I found out that I was a diabetic.
That is something right there, because so many of us, you know, we just so many of us use food as a pacifier. And we don't realize that we're hurting our body. This is a vessel that we live in. You know, just like your house. You know, when the gutters fall down, you need to get them fixed.
Right.
You know, you don't have another problem, or you know, the pipes burst, you need to get them fixed. So anything on your body, you're living it here. If you don't treat it well, if you don't repair it and keep it maintained, then it's gonna break down, and then you can't live it anymore. You know what? You can't live in this body anymore. You got to leave.
Right.
So if you're ready to leave, then you know, keep it in good shape.
Right.
Absolutely. So, yes, we want to emphasize these principles of living. Kwanzaa gives us a chance, a reminder every year of what our job is, why we're here. This is our responsibility to repair what is broken in the human family. Someone asked earlier, you know, someone asked online, is Kwanzaa just for black people? You listen to these principles, these are universal principles that human beings can follow. But we know as African people who had a very unique experience in these times of a serious disruption of our families and communities and our culture, we have to demonstrating how you overcome such a challenging experience by coming back together and working together to rebuild what was lost and rebuild it even better than before so that it never crumbles again. And when we can demonstrate for the human family how it's done, then every group can learn from our experience.
So let's learn a little bit from our listeners. We got a lot of calls. I'm uploading the information about Kwame Sun, who has sent me, and I'll be sharing that shortly. But let's go to the phone line. 779-801, you are live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment? 779-801, unmute yourself. I can barely hear. Can you? We can't hear you. Is that Maika? We can't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to lift the volume on your phone.
Yeah, lift the volume on your phone or something.
I don't know how the weather is
down there, but I know it's rough up here. Can you hear us, Maika? Something happened. Yeah, she got disconnected. Maybe she's going to call back. Hopefully she's going to call back. 312-671, Grand Rise, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to Kwanzaa?
Well, Yashalom, Grand Rising. This is Minister Pump in Chicago. Yes. How you doing today? Happy Kwanzaa to you and everybody in your family.
Likewise. Happy Kwanzaa to you too, brother.
Well, thank you. We are officially introducing Blacktown today to Chicago, America, and the world. Yes, Blacktown. Plus, we are introducing BlackRadioTVNetwork.com.
Okay, hold on. Minister Plum.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you commenting today on Kwanzaa?
Yes, it's all on Kwanzaa, if you just hear me out, beloved. You know,
okay.
Because it's something that you need to know, that all what you've been discussing is called information as a key to success. And we're going to praise the Lord because he is the greatest and the best. All you got to do, and the best of the best, is check out the web. But we're going to have vendors this evening. Black Love Matters Too. And black people should quit hating themselves and learn to hold ourselves accountable for the conditions of our community and support our efforts as we exercise change. And that's the greatest thing, and the one thing that's for certain that we all must do is change from negative to PMA, positive mental attitude. I'm expecting the Harold Washington Foundation.info to share. And that's another major thing, unity in the community. Black and black love, information is a key to success, and happy Kwanzaa, black power education is the very, very best. December the 26th, that's today, the fourth Monday, which is dedicated to Dr. Webb Evans, Pastor Marion Earl Sorton, Mayor Washington, plus you, and yours truly, Minister Robert Floyd Plum. For more information, brothers and sisters, can contact us at the Harold Washington Foundation.info or call me direct at 312-671-2773. And that's our history and culture in unity today in the community. God bless you. Thank you a million for listening to me. The female solution is number one blog radio station all in the nation across the world. And we love you. Thank you. God bless your heart. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa to you, too. Thank you so much for calling in, for sharing that information. Minister Robert Floyd Plump, who is a regular listener here, and he always has wonderful contributions to share with our listening audience and viewing audience. If you're viewing online, we are on our channels on YouTube and Facebook, Higher Learning TV Show. And you be sure and share this with someone today, because somebody somewhere doesn't know exactly what Kwanzaa is, why it exists, and things of that nature. So let you be the light to show what exactly what Kwanzaa is and how it affects the community. Now, Baba Kwame Sunhor sent me some information that I'm going to pull up here on the screen in just a few moments. But if you want to finish that, oh well, I think we're going to go in overtime. It's 8:56 now.
Your screen. It says schedule, but doesn't say live.
Oh my goodness, we have not been live. What happened?
I know, I couldn't find you.
Okay, wow. How did that? I was live because I counted down. Wow, isn't that something? Ain't that nothing? Girl, they cut us off. I was live because I watched the countdown. And after the countdown, I clicked live. Oh, my goodness. So they heard us, but they didn't see us. Well, then I'll just have to go back and post it because we did record it. Isn't that nothing? They don't want us to know, so ain't no need to go
on. I might see you on YouTube. So I'll get that one.
Wow, and I've got YouTube pulled up too. No, it just says upcoming. Nope. Mm-mm-mm. So I got to go back and, yeah, I got to edit this today and pull it up. Wow, isn't that something? Well, that takes care of that. Let me pull it, see if I can pull up what Kwame sent me. You know what? I'll post it on the blog. So yeah, just let me, let's close, listen, ain't no after show, ain't no need to, you want to do an after show live?
Well,
I'll just pull it up and let this play. Yeah.
I think we have information that people need for today, so they can look out for their Kwanzaa celebrations, wherever they are.
Yeah, so we're going to end this, Kwame, and I'm going to just upload the information that you sent me. I'm going to put it on my blog. Okay.
Come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsanida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.